Hello? I'd like to report a crime. Please. Do I have to say it out here in front of everybody? Please. I don't want anyone to know about this. It's so embarrassing. Take my statement in a private room. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Officer. Do you promise no one can hear us in here? The walls are soundproof. That can't be opened without your key. Okay, that's perfect. Thank you. Thank you again. And start from the beginning? Okay. I was raped tonight. Multiple times. At a party. You need the details. All of them. Got invited to a party at a frat house on campus. Beta Theta Pi. I was supposed to go with my roommate, Lindsay, but she caught the stomach bug and had to stay in bed. I wasn't sure about going to a party by myself full of people I didn't know, but she said I needed to get up and socialize. I haven't been making many friends since I came here. I'm kind of an introvert. So yes, that's why I decided to go anyway. I'd never been to a frat party, but I've seen movies, so I knew what to expect, or I thought I did. So I went to the party, and what? Yes, officer, this is the outfit I was wearing. It's not by any means what I normally wear. I don't go to my computer science classes in a miniskirt and mesh halter top and heels. I had to borrow all of this from Lindsay and it barely fits. I don't own clothing like this. Yes, I guess it does show off a lot of my body, but why does that matter? Just getting all the facts. Okay. I got to the party around 10. It was already in full swing, and the music was so loud you could hear it from down the block, and there were frat guys drunkenly wrestling each other on the front lawn of the crowd. I felt out of place already, but I sucked it up and walked to the front steps and into the house. The smell of booze and weed, I think, hit me in the face right away. The first thing I saw was a guy and a girl going at each other right there in the hallway, and I'm hardly a prude, but she was letting him feel up under her shirt right where anyone could see. And the sounds they made. I guess I can see why some people call it sucking face. I pushed past them really quickly and got myself into the living room. Right away, this guy came over holding two beers and offered me one. I don't really drink by any means, but I thought it might help me get over some of my social anxiety, so I took it. I was so nervous I started drinking it down really quickly, and I guess I must have finished the whole thing in under 10 minutes. Wait, don't write that down. I wasn't drunk. I was just nervous, so I drank it fast, and then got another one, and it helped, okay? I felt myself get a little more relaxed, but I don't get drunk. That's not the kind of girl I am, okay? I was, sitting on the sofa, talking with a guy. He was really handsome, and he seemed like he was pretty interested in me. I don't have a lot of experience with flirting, but I tried my best, I guess. I smiled at him, and I didn't move his hand when he put it on my thigh. I was still a little nervous though, so I had him get me another beer. And this one tasted different than the first two, but I drank it anyway, which was a massive mistake. Eventually he started touching my breasts too, but now he wasn't as nice. He was grabbing them hard and squeezing and making me whimper right there on the couch. I tried to tell him to stop, but I couldn't form the words. And then he was kissing me, and I felt his tongue invading my mouth and swirling around. He tasted terrible, and it was making me gag. I wanted to push him off, but it was like my arms were made of lead, and my whole body felt heavy and weak. I could barely move. My vision started to get fuzzy with little black dots around the edges of what I could see. I couldn't even form the words to tell him to stop. I could only mumble weakly and incoherently, and he... What? Well, no, I didn't technically tell him to stop, but that's because he couldn't say anything at all. He fucking drugged me. He must have put a roofie or something in my third beer. I wasn't drunk, okay? I was fucking drugged! Do you want the rest of my report, or should I just... I'm sorry for raising my voice. After he violated my mouth with his tongue for a while, he pulled back and had this evil grin on his face. He said, "Why don't we go somewhere a bit more private," and then dragged me up the stairs. I couldn't even stand. He had his head under my shoulder and basically carried me up the stairs into a bedroom. Those fucking people at the party saw it happen. You can ask any of them. There were tons of people and they just let him carry me away like a prize. When we got into the bedroom, he threw me down on the bed and let out this laugh. He said that my flirting got him so horny and that girls that dress slutty and tease him really turn him on. But I didn't even flirt with him that much, officer, and I certainly didn't tease him. I just let him touch my thigh, and I smiled at him, and I laughed at his jokes, and I was trying to be pleasant. Well, I mean, look, yes, I said I tried to flirt with him, but it's like I told you, I'm not even good at it. No! I most certainly did not tease him! Why are you looking at me like that? At my clothes? Yeah, I guess you could say I was dressed slutty, but so the fuck what? Can't I dress however I want without having some perverted frat boy thinking I'm teasing him? It's like you're not taking me seriously. You want to know what happened next? The fucker didn't even bother closing the door. He just started stripping down until he was completely naked. His cock was really hard and big, and he got up on the bed and rolled me over on my back. I was so weak I couldn't even really move my arms to slap him away. All I could do was manage a few soft whimpers of please. Yeah, that's all that I said. That's all I could say. I was begging him to stop. He didn't even listen to me. Without saying a word, he just pulled down my panties and tossed them aside. He grabbed my legs and spread them apart and then he went down on me. He put his face between my legs and started licking my pussy with his disgusting tongue. His disgusting tongue. Deep inside, up and down my lips, on my clit, I couldn't even lift my head to look down there and see what he was doing, but I could hear his moans. He made these awful, hungry, growling moans as he licked and kissed me down there. After a few minutes of this, I could hear him give this horrible laugh and say, "Don't act like you don't want this, slut. You're soaking wet for me." Yeah, I was dripping wet, but that's only because it's a natural reaction to what he was doing. I didn't want any of it, and I didn't enjoy any of it. I couldn't control that, and it doesn't mean anything. Don't write that down. I just After he said that, he got up onto his knees and looked down at me with this wolfish grin. I felt his hands spreading my legs wider, and then his cock was pushing against me. I felt the head poking and prodding at me as he chuckled and smiled at me. And then he gave a hard thrust and pushed forward inside of me, impaling me on every inch all at once. I would have screamed if I could have. It was absolute agony. I'm not a virgin, but I haven't had much experience, and not with anyone as big as he was. I felt like he must have been at least 9 inches. I don't know. I could barely take it all. I thought he was gonna tear me apart. At first, I guess he was enjoying the way I was spasming and clenching on him, so he just left it there. I was trying to force him out. Then he leaned down and put his hands on either side of my head and started fucking me really hard. It was horrible and rough and not like anything I've ever felt before. I think he wanted to hurt me or enjoyed hurting me. His face was just inches above mine the whole time, and I had to stare at the sadistic smirk he kept giving me. The whole bed was shaking with the force of his thrusts and wet slapping sounds of our bodies together. It must have been audible to anyone in the hallway outside. As if being raped by him wasn't bad enough, after a while he leaned down and kissed me. No, actually, I don't even think calling it a kiss is really appropriate. It was more like he was raping my mouth at the same time he was raping my pussy. It wasn't like he was kissing me before. That at least resembled normal kissing. Now he was basically just fucking my mouth and my throat with his tongue, slamming it in and out at the same kind of way he was with his cock, pushing it in so deep it made me choke as it was like tickling the entrance of my throat. My lips are even a little bit cut up from how hard he pressed his teeth into them. Just look. See? Little cuts. Violating my mouth like that must have really excited him, because it wasn't long after that I felt him tense up and start to come inside of me. He held his cock all the way in until he finished coming, and then he pulled out. I felt so disgusted I thought I was gonna puke, and I probably would have if I had the strength for it. He looked at me and he patted my stomach with this mocking gentleness and said, "I hope you're on the pill, sweetheart. Wouldn't want you to be bred like a sow, would we?" "I'm not on birth control. Why would I be? I don't go out sleeping with guys every weekend like some girls." Was so awful. I'd never felt so violated before in my entire life. But at least he was finished, and I felt some measure of relief. I thought if I was lucky, he would just leave me there and I could lay in peace until the drugs wore off and I could get up and leave. Then I heard more laughter. With what strength I had, I turned my head to the side and saw that there were two more guys standing there, completely naked and hard. I guess they were watching. The first guy slapped him both on the shoulders and said, "I got her nice and warmed up for you, boys. Have fun. And don't worry, the bitch likes it rough." After he said that, he gave me a wink and then got dressed and left. The guys pounced on me like jackals. One of them grabbed me by the hair and yanked me around so that my head was hanging off the edge of the bed. The other one got between my legs and laughed as he shoved his fingers into my pussy. He said, "Jesus, Brad really filled the bitch up. She's flooded with cum." I thought I would die of shame right then and there. Then he said, "Well, I'm not settling for any sloppy seconds. Lucky for me, you have another hole that hasn't been touched yet." My eyes went wide with panic and I managed to mumble out another weak plea of please, but the bastards just ignored it. I heard the one between my legs spit and then I felt his cock pressing up against my tight asshole. I've never had anything in there before, not even a finger. I used what little strength I had to try to clench myself shut, but it wasn't any good. He just kept humping and prodding against me until his head popped inside of me. I tried to open my mouth in a silent scream, but it was just filled by the other guy's cock. His hands wrapped around the back of my head, and he lifted it forward as he thrust down into me. He was dripping with pre-cum already, and I felt it rub onto my tongue as he took my mouth. Before I could even start to adjust to what was happening to me, I felt the cock in my ass push forward. My clenching didn't do any good, it just made him grunt and say that I was tight. And he started to dig his fingers into my thighs. So hard it hurt. His nails cut me and he left bruises from how hard he was squeezing. Then he... "Show you?" Okay. You want me to come closer and lift my skirt so you can see? Sure. Can you see now? He really... Oh! You need to inspect them? I guess I understand, but please be gentle. Good enough. Anyway, where was I? Right. He was grabbing my thighs. No matter how hard I clenched, it didn't stop him. I just kept pushing more and more of him inside me until I felt his balls pressed up against me. By now, I was getting some of my strength back, but all I could use it on was screaming. I howled in agony against the cock in my mouth, but it didn't accomplish anything. I think he actually liked it, because he started moaning loudly and pushing his cock further in. He growled and said, "That's it, slut. Worship daddy's cock like a good girl." Bastard. Pretty soon, he was sliding all the way into my throat and making me gag and choke. I could feel my throat bulging from the way his length filled it up. He was so big, I could barely manage to breathe from around him. He held all of it. He held himself in all the way down my throat, and I thought I would pass out until I finally felt him start to pull back again. I gagged. Gasped desperately and managed to get a couple breaths before he withdrew so that just the head was poking past my lips. Then he thrust forward again, harder, and this time he didn't just leave it buried in my throat, he started fucking it. He was yanking my head upwards to meet his cock, and I've never felt anything like that before. My jaw was stretched so wide it was aching, and I could feel my throat being bruised by repeated thrusts. Why didn't I bite down? I guess I did have the strength for that, but what would it have done? I was fighting back as best as I could already, and if I did bite, then I feel like they would have hurt me even more. Well, Okay, fine. I guess I wasn't doing everything I could to fight back, but... So what? I was barely conscious at that point anyway. There was nothing I could do. Not really. I didn't want them to start hitting me. Or worse, I guess. So the one guy who was choking me on his cock, the other started fucking me just as hard. He was grunting and growling and fucking my ass like a wild animal. I never imagined I could feel pain like that. It was burning and stinging and aching inside of me. So while he was sodomizing me, he would reach down and grab my breasts and pull them out of my top and pinch and yank on me. I honestly don't know how I survived it. Maybe the only reason I didn't pass out from the pain and humiliation is that they didn't last very long. Those fucking assholes. They really cut off on raping and hurting a girl. That guy in my ass was the first to come. He thrust in deep and shouted as he started to unload. Felt it inside of me before he pulled out and shot the rest onto my stomach. The guy in my mouth followed shortly after that. He started fucking my face so fast I thought he was gonna break my nose against him. And then he forced me down all the way so that my lips were pressed against the base, and he started coming too. He held my head in this iron grip, so I really didn't have a choice but to take it and swallow his load as he pumped it all down my throat. Coating it. He held me like that until he spent every drop. Then he pulled out and smacked his cock against my face a few times, staining with spit and cum. They both laughed and high-fived and left the room without saying another word to me. It was like I was just some fuck toy they could use and ignore. Not even a person. After that, nobody else came in, but thank God. It must have been hours before I had enough strength to get my clothes back together and get out of that house. I couldn't walk in those stupid heels, so I had to go barefoot. And I had these cuts and blisters on my feet on top of everything else. So, what do we do now? Can you go right over and arrest them? I'm sure they're just sleeping it off. You'll be able to find them at the frat house. Or do you need to write something up first? I could give you a description of what they looked like. I just can't wait to see those fuckers pay. What the fuck do you mean you're not gonna arrest them? Haven't you heard what I've been telling you? Those bastards raped me and they were fucking laughing about it. Why aren't you going to arrest them? It's my fault? Are you out of your fucking mind? Because I was wearing these clothes and flirting with that guy, it's okay for him to rape me? And his friends too? What about him slipping a roofie in my drink? I suppose that's just my fault, too. You don't believe I was drugged? Are you fucking kidding me? I was not drunk. I had 3 beers, and that's it. Yeah, I drank them quickly. I told you that already. I was just nervous and trying to loosen up, and that's all it was. I wasn't drunk. Don't you think I'd know the difference? You fucking pig! I want your name and your badge number, asshole. I'm going out that door and telling your boss exactly what kind of misogynistic, victim-blaming Neanderthal he has working for him. Will you just let me out of here? Unlock this door and let me go and stop grinning like that, you fucking pig! This isn't funny! Open this door right now, this second, or there's gonna be hell to pay. No. No. Stop. What are you doing? Let me go. Wait. Stop. You're a police officer. You can't do this. No. What are you doing? No. Stop touching me down there. I'm not a stupid little slut. No. No, please don't do this. I've had such a long night, and I'm sorry I called you a pig, and I'm sorry I swore at you. I'm sorry I said I'd go to your boss. Please, just let me go, and I promise I'll never tell anyone about any of this again. I won't pursue anything, I promise. Just let me go. Teaching me this lesson. I promise I won't be a lying little skank ever again.